Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome everybody. Hi, this is Jory Ann, the Coffee Psychic, and tonight we're going to have a wonderful show, Everybody Loves Dave. So this is a master astrologer, Dave Gunning will be joining us tonight, and I believe we're going to be doing, again, Moon in Taurus. At least I checked it out, and we always have so much to share. So remember, this is a live call-in show. You can call in at area code 347-633-9404. Again, 347-633-9404. We're going to have a little bit of an extra show, a longer show tonight if we need it, because every single time Dave is on, holy mackerel, you guys know it. Everyone calls in, and there's just not enough time to finish everybody's calls. So we're going to be doing that tonight. We're going to see how it goes. All right, so let's get Dave on the line. Dave, are you there?
I am here, Jorianne. How are you?
Oh, my God, I'm amazing. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Very good.
Great, great. Hey, I want to tell you, Dave, you know that you said, I believe it was for the Aquarians, that we were going to have, like, things were shifting for us and things were getting better. I guess things shifted from a cycle we were in. And I've got to tell you, it totally has been. It's really been amazing. Astounding, actually.
That's good. So what's been going on with you? I know you're an Aquarius.
I am an Aquarius. I think you and I are a couple days apart, right?
Yes. I'm the 9th of February, and you are, tell me what you are again. I forgot.
16th.
February
16th.
February 16th. That's right. So we're just a week apart.
Yes. Yeah, well, I've had a lot of things coming in. What's really interesting is, you know, I've been doing this work for over 30 years. And last, I think it was last week, I have had, or last two or three weeks actually, I've had so many people calling me up from 20, 15, 25 years ago that said, oh, man, I had a reading with you a long time ago. Everything you said came true. I want another reading.
That's good.
I'm thinking, why wait 15 or 20 years?
Wow. Yeah, really. Why do they wait so long?
Yeah, that's, for some people, that's a lifetime, right?
I know.
Too funny.
Call us sooner
but, yeah,
than that,
a lot
please.
Of people from the past have been, you know, calling up, getting fresh new readings and stuff like that. So it's kind of... It's kind of funny and it's kind of cool, especially when you say certain things, Dave, you know, about certain things shifting and this is what's supposed to be happening for these people with a certain sun sign or moon sign. It's just amazing to sit back and watch it happen.
Yeah. Well, you know,
so I'm
going to say this.
I just wanted to let you know that.
Let me tell you this.
Yes.
I really think for an astrologer to become a really good reader, he really needs to work at being more intuitive, and a psychic could be very much aided by using astrology because psychics need to be a little bit more, they need to pinpoint dates and times when things will happen, and that's where astrology comes in. But astrologers, too, they need to be more psychic or more intuitive. So if you kind of bridge the two together, you can become a really good reader for people and really help people.
Yeah,
I really believe
that. Yeah. Well, I think it's quite an art. It's a great talent. Another thing that's been happening too is I'm pretty sure you know this about me, but I'm also an exorcist, and I've got to tell you, I love that work. I love that work, and I've been doing a lot more exorcisms lately. And, you know, some people are afraid of that word. Oh, my God, an exorcism. You know, because of how it's always depicted by the churches and movies. You know, they Hollywoodize it and everything, and they make it very scary. And for some people, I mean, for some people it can be scary because the bottom line is you've got somebody that's not you attached onto you. And a lot of people said, I don't feel like myself anymore. Well, that's because you're kind of not completely yourself anymore. Somebody else has moved into the apartment building, and you just didn't know someone else was there with you.
Right.
And but when people start getting depressed or if they start getting suicidal thoughts, start drinking more, start, you know, possibly doing drugs more, or maybe they never did it, now they are, people need to stop and think. It might be that you've got an attachment.
Yes, I agree. A thought form or... spirit form or some kind of energy there that is feeding off of you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. A parasite is what we call them.
Yes, yes. And that's where the exorcism comes in to remove that.
Well, I just did a gentleman out in South America the other day. And when I was doing his clearing, there was this dead man, you know, because you get to talk to all these dead people, and everyone seems to think that as soon as you die, you go into the light and you're going to heaven. That's just not true. Some people stay for various different reasons. They might stay because they felt like they did something wrong, so God won't let them go into heaven, so they just don't zip up in the elevator. And a bunch of other reasons, but on this clearing that I did last week with my daughter, I'm talking with this one spirit, and I saw something on his head. So we started talking to this guy, and he said, well, I attached on to him when he went to the hospital from an accident, which was only a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what was going on? He said, I was dying in the hospital.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay. So anyway, we went through the entire clearing, which is just an amazing process. And when I went and spoke with the gentleman after he did the clearing, he said, are you kidding me? He said, that man was attached on to me. And I said, yeah. I said, so what happened? He says, well, he went to the hospital from this bad accident, and he met this guy. And this guy was really just a wonderful, nice guy, because you could tell this guy was a great guy. I mean, I could tell he was a great guy when he was dead. And he said he had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
and the cancer went to his brain, so therefore that's what I was seeing in his head. And he did die. So after he died, he was worried about this gentleman he did the clearing on, and he wanted to stay with him and take care of him.
Okay.
That's cool.
That is very cool.
It is. So when you see some people that die, they don't always go into the light. Sometimes you'll find a parent or a grandparent, or you'll find some people that, you know, they're lost. Some people say if they're in a coma or they've got Alzheimer's, sometimes these people, when they make their transitions, because they're not aware of the fact that they're dead, they sometimes get lost on the other side. And,
yep.
you know, it's people
yep.
like me that do
yep.
the light work or the spirit rescue work that's able to help them into the light.
Well, sometimes they're so attached to somebody here or a situation here that they somehow on the other side feel the need to resolve it, and so they don't move
yes.
to the light. They just stick around here.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
not, they need to move to the light is the answer, really, I think.
They do. That's what we do. We make sure that we
yeah.
clear everybody off, and we get, it's not only, you know, I'm concerned for everybody that's alive here on Earth, and we want to make sure that everyone stays balanced, you know, raise their spirituality to a higher level. You know,
yeah.
that's for their soul's growth. And no matter
right.
how many lifetimes, no matter how many mistakes or issues we have, we're all going to come together, you guys. We're all going to get it. You know, we're all going to get it right eventually, and we're going to,
yeah.
you know, get it, you know, raise our spirit.
Well,
there.
I believe,
I
believe that the reason we're here, and I believe in reincarnation like you do, is that
yes.
we are here to raise our consciousness every lifetime, with the ultimate goal of raising our consciousness to God consciousness. And I think the way we do that is to become more and more not uninvolved, but unattached to the things of this world, okay? We still live our
mm-hmm.
lives, but we don't become attached to certain things in our life. Now, I mean, we all have attachments, okay? But
yeah.
it's the goal is to, as one author, David Hawkins, said, who I think he's a great author about this whole thing, about raising consciousness, is to dismantle the ego and just tear these things one by one off of us so that we don't become too attached to them. We still live our lives as usual and become involved in life, but we don't become attached to life. That's it's a fine line to walk, and it's a very... it's like the razor's edge, as I call it, you know, to stay balanced, not to get too attached to this or too attached to that, and still live your life and move forward.
That's beautiful.
Jorianne,
that's
I had a question.
Yes,
I had a
sir.
Question for you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And this is just changing the subject just a little bit.
Sure.
As a psychic as you are, how does... In a nutshell, what do you tell people? How do you develop psychic ability? I mean, I know you were born with this, but can you develop this in your lifetime? And if so, how do you do that?
I believe that everyone is born with the gift of the sixth sense. And I believe that due to our childhood upbringing, spiritual beliefs, religious beliefs, that some people, certain families are afraid of the spiritual gift, you know, and so
mm-hmm.
they shy away from it. They're told that it's evil. You know, the Bible actually has certain passages that, you know, denounce psychics and stuff like that. And I think you've got to actually look at the perspective in which it's said. And also there are a lot of people that are out there to cheat people. And some of them really aren't psychics anyway, but
yeah.
Anyway, so I believe that everybody has the ability to hear their God consciousness, their connection with God, their inner voice. And the way I've always taught people, because I teach classes on it, is that you want to learn, first of all, about your psychic abilities, and then you want to get in touch with your spirit guides and angels. And it's really a matter of practicing. It's a matter of meditation, learning how to clear your mind and get everything out of the way so you can hear that inner voice, that inner guidance from God.
That is a very good answer. I like that. I tend to agree with that because I know when I do a reading for somebody, and again, I'm not always right. I mean, I'm wrong a lot of times, but when I approach a reading, when I go into a reading with someone, before they even come, I say a short prayer that I just be a channel from the God within to this person, and to just trust it. I'm not always right, but, you know, at least I go into it with sincerity. I'm not here to cheat people or lie to people, or that's not good for their soul or mine, especially if I go from that standpoint. I'm here to help people, as you are, and to do that, you really have to clear yourself and pray and meditate. I really do believe in prayer and meditation all the time, and especially prior to a client coming for a reading. I think that is very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Completely. Yeah. I think what I've learned, Dave, is that I leave myself as an open channel, and like you do. And I just ask that God comes to me, comes through me, to give this person the information that they need. The spirit guides the angel.
Exactly.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll be getting ready to say one thing, and all of a sudden something else comes out of my mouth, and I'm going like, oh, my God, you need to really listen to that. I says, because I had no intention on saying that. Mm. And, yeah, I mean, it's pretty fascinating. I mean, again, I'm also a channeler, so I'm used to being in trance and having the spirit say what they need to say to this person. I literally don't remember much of what I say during a psychic reading.
Yeah.
The energy flows through me. It doesn't come from me.
There you go. Yes.
So I don't retain it in my memory banks.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a real good point. That's a very good point.
So, and also, Dave, I like personally recording my readings, so this way people can get a copy of the recording. And, again, that's one of the ladies just the other day, I haven't seen in over 20 years, and she said, I just found my cassette tape. Now, you know, I used to use, you know, cassette recorders to do my readings all the time.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I use cassette tapes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the one thing people don't know about that is that the way the cassette tapes are made, they literally can pick up the slightest of psychic energy on those tapes, and you can get the EVPs on the tapes. I can still get the EVPs, electronic voice phenomenon, for those of you that don't know. It's when a spirit is trying to make contact with you, and they want to leave a psychic impression on the recording. So I still get those on the CDs, but I really got a lot of them on the cassettes.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I've got over 150 dead voices that I've captured, and it's amazing. It's like hearing a whisper in the background, but many of mine are clear-voiced EVPs. Like, you can definitely tell that somebody just said an entire sentence.
Yep. Wow.
Very cool stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I do
so,
the same thing. I mean, I don't hear voices. I don't get voices on the tapes, but... Yeah, you and I come from the time period when we were doing recordings for people using cassette tapes. Now I just tell people, if you have a recorder on your smartphone, just go ahead and use that, you know, because that's the new technology.
Yes, yes. So, you know, the most important thing is for people, this is another thing that I tell people, is when you come for a reading, make sure that you are open to whatever spirit tells you or the psychic that tells you. If you don't feel comfortable with a psychic, and I've told this to so many people, if for some reason you don't feel comfortable with me, please do not sit down. Make sure you find a psychic that you are comfortable with. Be open. Don't have these crazy expectations. This is not Hollywood. Every psychic has a different way of receiving their information. Some of the people, I use the tarot, I do the energy, which is the aura. I'm a trance medium, I'm a medical intuitive. I read my coffee. That's my first method of divination, is reading the coffee. I use so many different types of divination because they kind of overlap each other.
Yes.
And Yeah, and so that's how I do mine. You're an astrologer, so you look at your stars and the planets and the hour you were born and all that other stuff. And so we have found our niche. And right. I think what's important is that people need to be open. And I tell people I'll do my very best to hear whatever I can from the spirit world for them. Sometimes when you're listening to the spirit world, you really have to listen intently, because for one gentleman, I was reading him, and I said, Kathy? And he goes, no, my wife's name is Taffy. And I was going like, oh, beautiful.
Yes.
So sometimes if I hear like, you know, Tom and it's Lon, you know, something like that, I'm saying, you know, let me give me a little bit of space here. Yeah. But you want to look at, if I'm saying this man's a very bad man, that's the stuff you really want to listen to, too.
Yeah.
Listen to
right.
that. Because you'll find out about it later. And if you don't, if you can avoid it, that's why I do these readings. I say to be forewarned is to be forearmed.
Yes,
and like
that's
you,
a very
Dave,
good point.
Yes, I remember you telling me something a long time ago. And you said, don't go somewhere, something really bad could happen. And I just didn't, because I trust you so much. I trust your readings. And I just said, you know what, I'm not going to that place. And I didn't.
Yep.
And I wouldn't want to take the chance and find out why, saying, oh, God, I wish I'd listened. Because I've done this work so long now that if somebody's telling me something, I'm going like, okay.
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
That's how it is for me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So listen, did you want to take some of our wonderful callers here and see what you can do to help these guys out? And if you guys want to ask Dave a question, if you need to ask me a question, we are here.
Yeah.
We are here for you tonight.
And the thing, too, is I wanted to mention that, because as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, this morning at 10:48, moon went into Taurus. And first of all, the moon has to do with what you desire. And when a person natally has in their chart, in their natal chart, their birth chart, if they have moon in Taurus, they tend to take things more slowly. They like to savor things. They're very sensual. They work through the five senses. They don't want to ever hurry with things. They want to do things slowly and carefully. Like Moon in Aries wants to do things fast and quick. You know, they want to get this thing done. Let's get it over with and let's move on to the next thing. Taurus is much more slow and careful. It's very nurturing. It's very good with being artistic and creative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just wanted to say that now that Moon's in Taurus, it's time to slow down and smell the roses, as they say. So it's like the bull, very slow and careful and plodding and not hurrying through life.
Mm-hmm. So what we were saying to our listeners out here is that if you have your moon in Taurus, if you don't have your moon in Taurus, if you're dating somebody with a moon in Taurus, give us a call. You know, we can answer whatever questions we can for you, and we just are happy that you're calling in today.
Right.
You ready, Dave?
Let's go.
All right. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
My name is Lucretia. I'm in Texas.
Welcome to the show, Lucretia.
Thanks for having me.
How can we help you?
Want to see what you're picking up in any of your divination forms concerning a relocation, and possibly am I crazy for thinking that if I relocate to an area that I did cartography on that I would find love?
Mm.
Lucretia, what is your birthday?
4/11/73.
Okay, so you're an Aries. I'm just going to go with the person's sun sign. I don't have enough time to go through the entire chart.
And my moon is in Leo, so, and Venus in Aries.
Okay,
so
what is 4/11, so you're about 20 degrees of Aries. Well, transiting Uranus right now on this day, the 29th, is at around 23 degrees of Aries. So that Uranus is right on your sun sign, and that's really exciting. Okay, whenever a person has Uranus on their sun sign, you know, if Uranus is in Taurus, transiting through Taurus, then and the person's a Taurus, that Uranus eventually is going to be right on their sun sign. And right now it's just past going over your sun sign, Lucretia, and this is a time for change for you. It's a time for new things. Be open to new things. If you want to move, like you mentioned, that's a good thing. Whether or not you find love, that's kind of up to you. But at the same time, I should mention this, that Venus is also in Aries. It's going retrograde right now, but by the middle of April, it's going to go direct through Pisces, and then it's going to come back into Aries through May, okay?
And that's, and right my, around, that's my natal chart. My Venus
yes,
is in Aries.
Your Venus, yes, transiting Venus will be at the end of May on your sun sign, so that's a good time to... It's not. I'm not going to guarantee that you're going to find love, but I will say this. If at the end of May you get out there and socialize and make yourself available, you should have, at the very least, a very good social life at that time, because transiting Venus is going to be right near your sun. It'll be at 21 degrees of Aries Venus on May 28th. So you just have another month or so to go, or a couple of months, I'm sorry, to go before Venus is over your sun sign. But right now Uranus is on your sun sign. So you should be feeling an openness to change right now. It's like, I'm ready for change. I'm ready for something new. And Aries is always anyways open for new things. So
they're
the most assertive sign in the zodiac. They're always out there living life to the fullest. They go from one thing to the next. They tend to need to learn to be a little bit more patient, but they're out there. They're really living life. So you got some good things coming up.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I don't know if Jorianne, you wanted to add to that.
I will. So I'll tell you that I do see a man around you, and he looks just like a real sweetheart. A very nice man, very attentive. But I want to ask you: are you going to church anywhere?
No, I don't do church.
Okay. Well, it to me it looks like a church, unless this guy is more, I don't want to say religious versus spiritual, but a place, I'm not quite sure where you're going to meet this man then, but I do get, it feels like a church or a meeting place.
Okay?
And this guy feels very spiritual, and he really is a doll. So I really do see you meeting somebody. Now, I'm not getting the timeline on it right now, but I think you'll be very peaceful in this relationship. And like Dave said, there might be a little bit of impatience that you might have here. So what I would do is I would use the techniques of the book The Secret, which means you just keep visualizing your man with you as if he's already here.
Awesome.
Okay, and then make sure you put on all the different things that you really want in a relationship. You know, you want him to be tall, you want him to be short, you want him to be rich, you want him to be a singer, humorous, whatever it is, you need to identify the traits that you really like to have in this man that you want to have as your partner.
Nice. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, you have a great night. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye. Good luck. So great. You know, the techniques from the book The Secret, Dave, those are really important.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they are.
You know,
I've seen the tape. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these are things that it's really great that somebody really went and gathered all the books and started really studying the metaphysical principles that, you know, what we think, our thoughts become our prayers become our reality. So whatever you focus on is what you manifest.
Right.
We're all going to have, you know, good and bad things happen in our world. You know, we want to put the qualifiers on there. You know, we perceive them as good and bad, when they're really just things that happen.
Yeah, I've seen the tape of The Secret a while. This was years ago I've seen it. And I agree with the concepts in there about visualizing and all that. But another very important concept, which they didn't emphasize on that tape, which I'm going to mention now, is that it's very important that you watch the concept of timing. You know, if you're under difficult aspects, you could visualize all you want, but it's probably not going to happen if you're under a difficult Saturn, for instance. You know, you have to wait till that Saturn passes off and things open up when it passes off. And then the visualizing and all that that you do will benefit you. It's all about timing it just as well as visualizing and staying positive. That's all those concepts are very important.
Well, I want to say something. I want to say something to you about that exact thought, and I'm going to say it because I agree that timing is everything. But I do want to share with you. I think I shared this with you one time. I had a Saturn, and I can't remember where it was, but it was definitely. We know that Saturn is the teacher, and so when you've got Saturn going on in whatever house, you know you might have some disruptions or upsets because you're going to be learning some lessons, basically, when Saturn's around, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Saturn teaches patience.
Oh, there you go. Well,
Here's the thing about Saturn. I just should mention this. Saturn is not when you're under a Saturn aspect. A difficult Saturn aspect, say Saturn square or Saturn opposition. Don't try to force things and make them happen. When Saturn makes trines, though, or sextiles, which are the positive aspects, things will happen for you, but you have to be patient. Saturn does not deny; it delays. So it requires it requires us to be very patient.
Wow. Well, I had this, it was a long period that my Saturn was in whatever house it was. I don't know if it was a year that it was or whatever it was, but another one of my friends was, he owned a metaphysical bookstore and he was also an astrologer. And I came in, he looked at my chart, he goes, this doesn't make sense to me. And I said, what? And he said, you've got Saturn in the house of whatever it was. He goes, but you've had an amazing year. And I said, let me tell you. What happened? I said, I had gone to you, and you told me that I was going to have this really crazy, emotional, upsetting year because it was in my chart. And what I said was, dude, oh, my God, I so didn't want to have to face all of those really terrible hardships. So what I did was I did a lot of the visualizations. I actually did a lot of candle magic, to be honest with you, in changing things. I had more radio and more TV shows that year in the face of what Saturn was, you know, bringing down on me. So even though, yes, did I have upsets? You bet I did. Did I have a lot of mental, emotional stuff? Yes, you bet I did. But it was one of those things of when God gives you lemons, make lemonade. So even in spite of the fact that it was going to be hard, I just said, this is what I'm going to do. There's this program called Landmark Education, and I went to that as well. And it's a great program for personal growth and self-expression, stuff like this. Anyway, I did that also because I said, you know what, if I'm going to be going through some really difficult times, I want to have other people around me. We all have a support system. That's what I did, and it just made the year so much easier to get through, Dave. It was something, because he said, I can't believe you've had all this good luck or whatever, and I said, well, this is what I did. Yeah.
Well, sometimes, here's the thing about Saturn, too. It requires us not only to be patient, but it requires us to work hard. If we're not willing to work hard, if a person's not willing to work hard, they're not going to achieve what they can achieve under Saturn. And the thing about it, when you achieve under Saturn aspects, it feels much better than almost any other planet, even though we always say that Saturn makes life miserable for us. But Saturn, if we work hard, it gives us a sense of fulfillment after we've done all the hard work. So it's not just about being ambitious, or it's not about having good luck and good fortune and all that. Saturn's not about that. Saturn's more about being patient, working hard, and staying with it. Persevere. Don't give up. If we stay with it, believe in what we're doing, keep at it, work hard, eventually under Saturn aspects, we can have achieved some of the greatest successes and feelings of fulfillment. That's what Saturn will do for us.
Yeah, and that's how I took the bull by the horns. And it So I think the important thing for people to remember, too, is there's no rights or no wrongs. We're going to have our ups. We're going to have our downs. But it's how you perceive it that really, really matters. And it matters for you. Because I think it goes back to what you said about that gentleman. What was his name? Dave Hawkins.
Be involved in it.
Don't become attached to it. So no matter what happens, don't make certain things mean this or that. Just go like, oh, I just hit a flat tire. Okay, well, great. Now I'm going to go get a new tire and I'm getting on with the day.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. That's a really, really good point. It's we should see adversity and challenges that we run into almost every day. We should see them as stepping stones to success instead of instead of complaining about them. It's not always that easy. Sometimes we have a adversity one after the other, and it can be really hard. But life requires us to not become so attached to everything around us that this, you know, eventually we're going to lose it all because we're going to pass away and die. Okay, so don't become so attached to it that, the ultimate loss is your life. See, Saturn teaches us lessons. I think Saturn's more spiritual than any other planet because Saturn teaches us to deal with the major losses in life, be able to move forward, okay? And I'm not talking about, I lost $5 out of my wallet. I'm talking about losing a child through death or losing a loved one in death or losing a spouse through divorce or losing a beloved pet or losing our house through foreclosure or a loss of a job or a loss of health. The major losses in life is what Saturn says, okay, I'm going to send this test to you. This is what you're going to have to deal with now because this is a loss, and you have to now deal with it and move on. It's how you said it a moment ago. It's how you respond to things after they confront us, these challenges. How do we respond? Saturn teaches that lesson better than any other planet in astrology. And if we can get beyond Saturn, then we move to the higher octave planets of Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, which gives us all these gifts of spirit. But we have to, there's an old saying in astrology says, moving beyond the rings of Saturn. Saturn is the spiritual teacher.
Oh.
Yeah. And if we can do that, we really are growing spiritually. How we deal with loss, major losses, and yet be able to move forward in our life without crumbling and falling apart. That's not easy. A lot of times it's not easy. Think about it. When you lose something, what I just mentioned, those are really difficult things to lose.
Oh, God, yeah. Life-altering, actually. Life-altering.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm
yet,
not saying
you know,
that
I think...
I'm not
Go
saying
ahead.
I've learned this lesson yet, Jorianne. I haven't learned it myself. I'm still in the process of learning it, but I know what the lesson is. Okay, I know what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one thing to be able to say it like I'm saying now, but it's another thing to go through it. You know?
Yeah. Well, we can say it. We can get the concept. You know, mentally. But the emotional part is going to be when it happens in your own backyard, and you have to go through it. But you still are a human being. You still have to go through the emotional stuff, the happiness, the joys, the sadness, the crying, the tears, the loss.
Yes.
But you can be, you know, the best way I can say it is this. So many people get angry with God because something happens, and I sit here and I think, you know, but you know, we were given the gift of free will and free choice. So the gift is we get to say, you know, and we were given this life from God, and it's up to us what we're going to do with it. So the gift is from God to us. What we do with it is our gift back to God. You know, for us to become the highest we can possibly be, our connection with the God source, you know, the God in us, you know, being that in the world, you know. I remember somebody saying, remember who you are.
Yes.
Remember who you are.
Yeah,
right?
That's because we're spirit. We're spirit.
We are. And we're already connected to the God force.
Yes, you don't have to become one with the God. We already are one. We just have to realize
it. We already are. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we have all
and
these
then
other
when
things
you think
in our
about
life
these
that block
things,
us.
Say it again.
We have all these other things in our life that block us from realizing that we're already one.
Well, that's
and,
our
and
ego.
Here's the thing. Yeah, here's the thing, because we're talking about the moon tonight, and I mentioned moon and Taurus. The moon, more than any other planet in astrology, talks about what we desire, because each sign desires something different, okay?
Oh.
Like, for instance, we're talking about moon and Taurus. Moon and Taurus desires material things, money, you know, like big things like cars and homes and fur coats and, you know, furniture and all the things that we become attached to in our home and in our closet, you know, in our jewelry cabinets or whatever. We become attached to material things with Moon and Taurus. So the lesson is to not become so attached to those. You can still have those things. It's not about giving them away. It's about still having them but not being attached to it. So that if you say you lose that diamond necklace, you go, oh, well, you know, I wasn't that attached to it in the first place, so maybe somebody else can use this better than I can. And I know that's a pretty bad example. But I'm saying that whenever we lose something, we have to say, okay, this is what the lesson is, to be able to deal with the loss of this and yet move on,
yeah.
Okay? That's,
yeah.
That's what the moon teaches. Moon teaches us what our desires are.
Yeah. Wow. That's beautiful. So can you, well, you know, I've got so many questions for you, and I love talking to you, Dave, about all of this stuff. Let's go on to another caller. I want to make sure we get to everybody because time goes by so quickly, and we are spending more time tonight, you guys. So, you know, Dave, when we have you on, we just might take a little longer, too. Are you open to something like that?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'd love to do that, like we're doing tonight.
Yeah. So let's see who we have next online. But when you were saying the moon and Taurus like certain things, you know, after the next person, can you go through some of the other things, the moon in Aries, what they like, the moon in...
Yes.
All right, beautiful.
Yes, I
all right,
will.
Well, let's go ahead. Let's get our next caller here. Let's see who we have. And I wanna say thanks, you guys, for your patience. And, you know, but we're going to get to everybody here right now, so please be patient. All right, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm calling from California.
Welcome to the show, Michelle. How can we help you?
For one thing, I have to say that I've done astrology since I was really young, and I've noticed that about everybody I've ever fallen in love with had a moon in Taurus.
Wow.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
What is your sun sign? What is your sun sign, Michelle?
I'm a Sagittarian, and my moon is somehow on the cusp of Libra and Scorpio.
Okay. Well, if you have moon in Scorpio, it wouldn't surprise me that you might attract the opposite sign, which is Taurus. Okay, so you might be bringing the moon people in Taurus into your life. I'd have to see your whole chart to know that. But what was your question? Was it about love or relationships?
I really want to fall in love this year. I really want somebody special, somebody permanent.
When's your birthday?
It's November 29th. Do you want the year?
No. I just that's all I need is the date. So you're about 7 degrees of Sun in Taurus or Sun in Sagittarius. Is that what it is?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, here's the thing. We're going back to Saturn here. Saturn is at the very end of Sagittarius, okay? Right now it's at 27 degrees of Sagittarius, so it's long ago gone over your sun sign. And even though Saturn on the sun is not as difficult as Saturn squaring the sun or opposing the sun, even with Saturn on the sun it can be difficult. But even when here's what I believe. When Saturn goes through a sign, no matter what degree it's in, anybody who has any planets in that sign will feel it. So you've been feeling the Saturn in your chart a lot because you have sun sign in Sagittarius. Do you know if you have any other planets in Sagittarius?
I've got Mercury and and Saturn.
It's, oh, so Saturn's in Sag, so you're going through a Saturn return, or you did go through a Saturn return. You know, here's the thing. When Saturn gets out of Sagittarius, things should open up for you. Now, that's not going to be until the end of the year. Let me give you the exact time period. Saturn will go into Sagittarius around December 21st, right on the winter solstice this year. So it's not till the end of the year. And then it goes into Capricorn. I always say when Saturn goes through a sign, that sign has a difficult and the opposite sign too. So Sagittarians and Geminis are having a difficult time. Things are slow. They tend to be delayed. It's like nothing's happening. And you really, again, as I mentioned before, when Saturn goes through your sun sign, you have to be patient. Now, I don't know your whole chart, but, you know, with Saturn in Sagittarius still, even though it's at the very last degrees, you know, you're feeling this right now. And I think it'll start to pass off, and it'll feel like a burden has been taken off your back when Saturn finally goes into the next sign of Capricorn. So,
wow.
You know, it's not like you're not going to find love. You will. Okay, everybody's destined at some point, based on their chart and the timing, to find love. So you will find that. But, you know, I think you'll feel a lot better when Saturn goes out of Sagittarius into Capricorn, okay?
Now, when it goes into Capricorn, that's my house of money. I'm a little worried that I'm going to be losing a lot of money.
So say you're Sag rising too?
No, I'm not. I'm Virgo rising.
Oh, Virgo rising, okay. Well, your money house is the second house. So that's, unless you have an intercepted chart, you have Libra on the second house, right?
Okay.
So that's the month. So that's, but Saturn is going into Capricorn. So for you, that would be your fifth house. It should be. I don't know your exact chart, but your fifth house is where Saturn will be when it goes into Capricorn, I believe. Okay. I'd have to know everything about your chart and see. That's why if you would be willing, I'll give out my email address a little later on. And if you want to do a reading over the phone, Michelle, we could do that. And I could give you a complete natal chart reading. But, you know,
okay.
I just think that when you have Saturn going through your sun sign, that's not easy to deal with.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's not going to be there forever.
Why don't we go ahead and give your number out right now, Dave? What is your contact information? Because again, you and I have known each other for years, and your information is really, your readings are impeccable. So how can people contact you to get a full in-depth?
I'm sorry. Was your name Michelle? Was your name
Michelle?
Michelle. Okay, Michelle. My email address is, you can email me Astro Gunning. GUNNING, that's one word, astrogunning@sbcglobal.net. That's the fastest way to get in contact with me if you want a complete chart reading. And we can do it over the phone. That's what I do a lot. And I can get your phone number and all that later on. But if you want a complete reading, that's how you can contact me.
All right, great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome,
Michelle. All right,
Michelle,
thank you so much, and good luck. And, you know, for people, you know, if you guys want to give us some feedback, give us a call back later on. Let us know how things go. You know, we've got, I'm glad we took some extra time here, Dave, because this time is flying by so quickly. So let's see who we have next online here.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jorianne. This is Sasha from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hi, Sasha. How are you?
Good. I just had a question. Well, I first wanted to tell you that you're right about me receiving a house. And second, I just had a question. I got into a car accident a while back, so it pushed me from studying to take my state test. So I've kind of been a little off my game. But I started studying again. Do you see me passing my state anytime soon?
Jorianne, I'll let you take this one.
Okay. So, Sasha, you said you had an accident and you were off of being able to get things done for yourself, right?
Right.
Okay. So what I'm seeing right now is I'm seeing the Archangel Michael around you. Do you pray to him or ask him for help at all?
I do.
Yes, I see the Archangel Michael completely supporting you. The one thing you want to do is, and I've got some goosebumps here, have you had any fear hanging around you lately, like for real?
As far as me taking my test?
Well, the test, no. I think, for sure.
Yeah, for sure about that, but not anything serious.
Okay, have you been able to know what is this test for again? Tell me.
I went to school for neuromuscular massage, so I have to take a state test.
Okay, great. Well, let me go ahead and get this. So this is for Sasha in Florida. How does the test look? And you've really been pounding on the books lately, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, so let's see how this looks.
Natasha, when's your birthday?
9/28/86.
Okay, so you're...
All right, so tell me when to stop shuffling the cards, honey.
Stop.
All right, now I want you to pick 1, 2, or 3.
2.
2, all right, good. Supposed to be getting some really, really good money out of this career, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to need some help, and you're probably going to be working. Oh, yeah, that money. Oh, my God, that looks so good. I know this sounds pretty weird, but you're supposed to watch out for whom you're trusting. Just Sharon.
Okay?
Okay. It looks like, did they say you could take the test again if you don't make it this time?
Yeah, I can take it whenever I decide that I want to take it. It just costs a little bit to take it. Each time.
All right, so I'm just
going to
say this to you. If you don't take it, or if you don't pass it this time, don't worry. You are going to end up passing it. This is going to be a very excellent change in your life and your career. That's just the way it's going to be.
Okay.
Do you have a child?
I do. I have a son.
Oh, I thought so. Beautiful. This
Thank you.
Kid of yours, oh, my God, what a spiritual little being. He's pretty advanced, isn't he?
He is, yes.
Well, he feels pretty wonderful. And he made sure that he was born in this life to be with you and take care of you. I just want to share that with you.
Wow. I feel like I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's there on purpose to take care of you. Look, when I saw that card that said, watch out for whom you're trusting, I wonder if you're going to just be on the border of just passing your test.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to suggest to you is... really batten down the hatches and focus on this test right now. And you could actually do that red tapered candle prayer upside down, asking God to remove any and all obstacles that are getting your way of having the chance to really study and get this test handled. And that could come across as making sure there are no other distractions. Of course, your son, you know, and if you have to work right now also, but... anything else, just make sure you just completely focus on this right now.
Okay, and it's called a red paper.
One way or the other, whether it's this time or the next time, you're getting in.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome,
I've been just
honey.
Really pushing, trying to get this, and it just, I don't know. All right, thank you.
You know
so
what
much,
I think, I let me just say this too. I think, you know, you're willing to work hard, and that's the main thing. I feel good about it too. I mean, I don't know, like Jorianne said, it could be this time or the next time, but you're disciplined and you work hard enough that it's going to happen for you. You'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. And hang in there, honey. Don't let anything get in your way, okay? You're very determined, so that's really half the battle.
Yeah, I am.
All right, honey.
Thank you.
All right. Great talking to you again. All right. Take care. Boy, I'm telling you, sometimes that's just the hardest part, Dave.
Yeah.
But,
Well, speaking of Saturn, I don't know what her Saturn was like, but I got a sense that she's a hard worker and she's serious, so she'll be okay.
Oh yeah, but I can already see her in that career path. So that's just half the battle. You know?
Yeah, I think she'd
okay,
be very good.
Right,
I think it was massage. I think she said.
Yes.
So
positively.
I think she'll be very good. Very good, masseuse.
Yeah. All right. Let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller.
Hi, Jorianne.
Hi. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Kyra, and I'm in Country Club Hills.
Oh, Kyra, we love you.
I love you too.
How are you, Kyra?
I'm actually good. I'm doing much better because I told you that I got the job with Cracker Barrel. So I go back tomorrow for my third orientation. So
beautiful. That's so exciting. Well, what can
Kyra,
we do for you tonight, honey?
Okay, so I know last time when I talked to you, we talked about my relationship. So he quit boot camp, so he'll be in jail a little longer than what we expected.
Okay.
So I wanted to know, do you still feel the same energy as the marriage and, you know, the baby and, you know, all that good stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kyra, when is your birthday?
My birthday is September 30th.
So you're a Libra as well?
Yes, I'm a Libra.
So you're about a 9-degree Libra. I don't see anything for or against a future with this man. I don't know. You must really love him a lot.
I do.
And you must believe in him.
I do.
Okay. That's the main thing. If you trust your intuition on this one, I'm going to use my intuition here. If you keep trusting your intuition like you do and trusting in him, then he's the right one for you. I mean, obviously, there's something there that you love that keeps you in this relationship. But don't forget that, you know, he only has so many chances to win you, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and Librans tend to be, they have to be in relationships. They love to be in a relationship, but sometimes they stick around a relationship too long, and they need to move on to something better, okay? So don't feel that you have to hold yourself back just for this man, okay?
Okay.
You only have to give, I mean, you should give a person many chances, obviously, especially if you believe in them. But if you're going to constantly, have you been disappointed by him in the past?
Yeah, I've been disappointed by him before.
Yeah, so you don't want to be, you don't want to make that a pattern, okay? Because your life is ahead of you, and you don't want to keep getting pulled back into that kind of thing where it's like, oh, here we go again, he's doing the same thing, you know? You need to move forward.
Yeah.
Librans tend to get stuck in relationships that are not good, and they need to move on. They always feel they need to be in a relationship because it's the relationship sign. But be aware of this, Kyra, that you really need to know that if this isn't going to work out in the future, and I don't know if it will or not, but if it doesn't, you need to move forward and keep going because there's always going to be somebody. If you can move on and move, again, there's that thing we were talking about before, an attachment. If you can move on from that attachment to this man and move forward, something better will happen for you. Okay?
Okay.
And so, Jorianne, I don't know what you want to add to that.
Let's take a peek here. I'm going to go ahead and do a couple of the cards here for you, Kyra.
Okay.
But you know what? Do you have a daughter right now, Kyra?
No.
I see you with a little girl, honey.
Okay.
Beautiful baby. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And what is your sweetie's name? First name only.
Rashad.
Okay. So, tell you what, this man really loves you, honey. He's very grateful for you also. And
that's
good. Yeah, there's, I mean, there's a lot of lessons this man is learning right now, okay?
What's his sign, Kyra? What's his sun sign?
He's an Aries.
Okay, so your opposite signs. All right. There's a lot of attraction between opposite signs. A lot of attractions. It's like
a
polarity.
His birthday is April 14th.
Okay, so he's a 24 degrees. Oh, he's got Aries right on his sun sign. Well, he should be able to break out. He should be able to break out into his life and be free of the past. So I would say with this Uranus going over his sun, things should open up for him, and obviously that includes you. So I see it work. I see it could work out. Yeah, he's got Uranus right there at his sun sign right now at 23 degrees of Aries. So he doesn't want to be in jail. He wants to be free.
That's true.
He just needs to knuckle down, behave, and he's got you. And if he just listens to you, I feel a lot of wisdom from you. It'll work out for you guys.
Okay.
But with Aries, you never know. Aries men tend to be really wild, okay?
That's true.
And they need patience. They need to slow down, and they need to listen to their Libra partner. So if he can do that, it'll work out. If not, then you need to move on.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, honey. Hey, good luck, Kyra. Let us know what happens.
All right, I will.
Okay. All right, good night now. All right. Yeah, love is a tough one. Love is a tough one. And, you know, some people do make big mistakes, and they have to, you know, take care of that. But people can make big changes, Dave. We know that. We've seen a lot of us have made big changes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's always good not to give up. Hang in there many times. Some people, though, have a harder time learning some of their lessons, so sometimes it's not as easy for the other partner, and then it is okay to move on. If you feel like your karma's done, it's okay to move on, and even if you don't feel like your karma's done with that person, it's still okay to move on.
Yes, exactly. You know, here's the thing, too. All those people listening in tonight, if you're born around the middle of April, you got your, which is like around the 14th or 15th of April. You have transiting Uranus right on your sun sign, and I can't think of anything more exciting than that. It opens up doors for you. It's like Aries are always, they're the most open sign in the zodiac. So you're not going to say to a Libra, "Well, open up that door." They'll open the door before you even ask them to open the door. So doors are opening up right now for Aries. And I know, you know, you have a lot of Aries in your own chart, Joanne, so you know what the Aries energy is all about.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
And for
I
Aries,
wouldn't have known it unless you told me, Dave.
Yeah, exactly. But you got three planets yourself in Aries, so.
I do. But if you want,
sometime we can go through the different Aries signs, Aries through Pisces, and I'll tell you what they all desire.
I would love that. So, well, let's see. I want to make sure we get everyone in. So let's see who we have next online here. Again, I'm really glad everyone's being so patient. Okay, hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hello, my favorite woman. This is Esther, calling from Illinois. How are you?
Esther, welcome to the show.
Hi, Esther.
Thank you. Hey, what's up? I need to get your email address. I hope you say it one more time before you get off the air.
Is that mine or Joanne?
Yes. No, I got Joanne. But I wanted you to give me one more favor and see if give me your email address. I got Joanne.
Oh, okay. Esther, it's Astro Gunning, Astro Gunning, Gunning, at sbcglobal.net.
Okay, sbcglobal.net.
Yeah, that's astrogunning at sbcglobal.net.
Yep, got it. Okay, Jerry-Ann, okay. I usually thank you so much. I want to tell you, you guys, I love you guys. But Jerry-Ann, my daughter has been really, really, really needing to talk to you, and she's going to call you later, but she's on the phone right now. Her name is Josie. Birthday is coming up April the 7th, and she's an Aries, but she really needs to talk to both of you guys.
Okay, so she's 17 degrees Aries. There's a lot of planets right now in Aries this month of end of March coming into April. You got Venus in Aries, and what is she looking for, love, or what is she? What is her concern?
As of right now, and this is Josie, hello to both of you.
Hi, Josie.
Hello. I was in a car accident January 26th of last year. I was injured pretty bad where I had a vertebral artery dissection where the artery, basically the artery to my brain was tore, and I've been off of work since then. And I have a lawsuit pending, and I right now I can't do anything. Basically, I've been swollen, and my whole life I've been athlete. I've been, my whole thing is teaching kids how to be athletes, keeping people in shape, and I have not been able to do that at all. I've been depressed. I gained almost 60 to 70 pounds. And there's nothing, everybody is like, there's nothing I can do about it. And I've just been depressed and, I don't know what to do. And it's just, even my lawyer is like, I can't do anything. And I don't know, how long to wait and what I can do as far as anything. I'm just depressed. I don't know if you guys see anything happening or, what to do because you're so depressed.
Yeah, let me just say this. First of all, I feel for you right now. I'm sorry about this happening. I know Aries are really into sports, and I think it's wonderful that you are thinking about teaching sports to kids. I think that's great. I think you're in the right ballpark. Stay with it. It's going to take a while to convalesce, all right? But by the middle of July, you got Jupiter opposing your sun. You're going to feel a lot more confident about your future right around then, okay? And use that confidence to, create opportunities for yourself. And you don't have to tell an Aries to create opportunities. They're the most opportunistic signs. They are their own person and their own leader, and you never have to tell them what to do because they're already doing it.
Right.
So you're going to feel a lot more confident by it. When Jupiter goes opposing your sun sign, it's going to give you confidence. Don't get too overconfident, but you're going to feel – but you need confidence right now because of what's happened to you. Pluto's been squaring your sun sign in Capricorn – and it's been very slow. This convalescence is going to be slow. That's the way I see it. It's going to be slow. Aries needs to learn the lesson of patience more than any other sign. They hate the word patience because they're just not patient. So you will eventually get past this. It's going to be a little slow in the convalescence, but by the middle of July, which is just a few months away, you're going to feel a lot better, and you're going to have more confidence in yourself. You're going to feel that the future is brighter. I know it's been really tough for you. It's like, God, I feel like I'm not getting anywhere, and that's the worst feeling for an Aries to feel, like they're not getting anywhere. But it'll change. Believe me, it'll change. But I would like to get your whole chart sometime. So your mother has my email address.
Okay.
So if you want a complete reading, I'd be glad to do that for you over the phone.
Definitely. Okay.
Yeah.
And Jorianne,
Yes,
ma'am. Let me tell you, as Dave said, the convalescent period here, it's going to take a little while, okay? And
okay.
My concern for you is it felt like you were thinking, oh, my God, my life is over, and it's not, honey, okay?
No, not at all.
It just
okay.
isn't. Yeah, I really get a sense of you, how can I say, I want to say you're going to overcome these terrible hardships, and I think you're going to find some good doctors. Were you going to, oh, God, what is it? You were going to one of the hospitals downtown, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I can't see. I almost had the name of it in. I don't know if it was Chicago University or whatever, University of Chicago, but I was seeing you at a downtown hospital. You've got some good neurosurgeons, actually, that are there. I mean, I know you should actually be having at least 4 or 5 specialists working with you right now. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am,
okay.
I do. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and you had surgery already, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So did you get 2 surgeries yet or 3 surgeries?
I haven't had any surgeries because they don't want to touch me as far as any surgeries because they don't want to release any blood clots.
Okay.
But
well, let me tell you this.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. I get a sense of a possible 2 or 3 at some point. Now, my assumption right now is that you're going to have these things. Things are going to be way better for you. But stay focused on the fact that everything is going to be okay. And
yes,
also
ma'am.
Know that your life is going to change. And what it was before is not probably going to be the exact same as the direction you were going in. Do you understand me?
Okay. Is that more of a positive thing or is that more of a negative? Like,
oh, no, it's
going
to be just fine. Don't you worry about it. Because you're so watched over by God right now, honey, it's not funny. You've got a lot of angels around you. You've got a lot of dead relatives watching over you, everything. I mean, so you're really going to
okay.
be just wonderful. But I think part of your direction is going to be changing also.
Yes, ma'am. I was thinking about opening up a community center.
Beautiful.
And doing
wow.
more than that.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing.
Because you might
to
have
do.
Some... Yeah, you might have some limitations on what you once were going to do into
right.
now redirecting your passion and love and
right.
helping other people with that, which basically is what you're doing.
Okay, okay.
You're definitely on
okay.
the right road. You're definitely doing the right thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and I really
okay.
think you still have to stay with these neurologists for a long time, sister.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Just,
so,
and here's the deal. You've got to take care of your body, Josie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
the thing. While you're convalescing and rehabilitating, that
mm-hmm.
that process is slow. But opening up a community center is the thing. See, Aries they can't sit still. They have to keep doing
right.
something. So doing
right.
something like opening up a center like that is good without it being too hard. Just be careful to slow down and don't overdo anything. Don't overdo it, and you'll
okay.
be fine. I don't know if this accident was trying to tell you to slow down. That's the feeling I get. But,
okay.
you know, it definitely has slowed you down, and it's going to be a while. But you're going to be eventually fine. So just remember to be more patient, okay?
Oh,
and
yes,
one more
sir.
Thing, Josie. This is what I want to tell you. I want you to really be very clear about this. When I think about this accident happening, we can either sit here and be angry and frustrated about it from the changes that are happening, or just know that nothing happens by accident. This change in your life is really drawing you out of yourself to show you how great you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
There is so much
really...
more of you that will be coming out because of the situation.
Okay. Okay.
You have the ability. You have the ability to help others and teach others. That's your main thing.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you're great
okay.
at you're a good athlete and good at sports, and you'll get your body back, but it's going to be slow. But in the meantime, you need to pass on to others the people that you're teaching, and are they children mainly? Are they children?
Yeah, they're children. They're young adults. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to connect with them, and that's so important. So that's
okay.
What you need to focus on right now. Don't worry about your own body. That'll come around in time.
Okay.
Be patient
okay.
with that. But in the meantime,
okay.
just connect with these other people and be the teacher that you are. You're a teacher.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's what a lot of it is. I don't drink. I don't smoke. And they all need that. You know, they don't have brothers or sisters or parents that really care. You know,
yeah.
and they need that person. So, and I
yeah,
always
they look up to you. They look up to you.
Right.
Yeah, they,
okay.
They're looking up to you for guidance and help, and you're getting them away from, you know, whatever, you know, like idleness or crime or whatever. They
right.
If they get involved with sports and, you know, listen to you, you're a good teacher and you'll connect with them, and their whole life direction will change as well. Okay, so
right.
you're here to connect. You're here. You're like a coach, okay? You're
mm-hmm.
like a teacher
yep.
coach. So that's what you're supposed
mm-hmm.
to
do. Okay.
And
okay.
And Josie, we're going to let you go right here, but I want to tell you, please don't forget about the seniors either, honey, and your work later, okay? Do not forget about the seniors. They'll need your
assistance.
Yes.
That's what I, yes. Oh, they're here with me too. That's why my mom and my aunt, they're here with me, and they're involved in everything I do, and they're always involved.
Yeah.
So they do a lot of work with me as well. I never forget about them, never.
Okay.
So that's why I want to do the community today. Thank you guys
You have a real good support. You have a real good support group there. So that's all that really matters.
Thank
God bless
you, guys.
You, Josie.
So thank you. Love you guys. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, good
all
luck.
Right.
Keep
you
in
too.
Touch.
Thank
Keep
you.
In touch.
All right. You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, all the challenges that we meet sometimes. And, you know, just keeping God at your side. Just always ask, God, please be with me. This is a real tough one, and I really need your help
yeah.
right now. That's what we really have to keep in mind, Dave.
Well,
we
and that's an example of what I was talking about before. She lost her health, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to come back, but it's for that time being, she's lost her health. And, you know, a person can either give up or move forward, and she's an Aries. She'll move forward. I'm not worried about her. But, you know,
yeah.
that's the whole thing. It's teaching her to probably emphasize another direction in her life like you were talking about before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I know big things will happen, but we have to be patient because
yeah.
it's just sometimes we're looking, things look bleak, they look tough. It's like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And, you know,
yeah.
that's why I love these readings. People call up and they'll ask, you know, and I always tell people, please don't say anything to me at all because it's called front-loading, and you never want to front-load a psychic. And I just say, don't say anything. Just let me tap in and tell you what I see. And many times
yeah.
they're facing these challenges, and it's like, you know what, you have no idea what great things are coming. Please, please hang in there because there are miracles right around the corner. And,
yes, yes.
That's what we just have to remember. We wake up today, it might look tough, but again, sometimes people, Dave, I swear to God, sometimes you want to just stay in bed, but you know what, you never know what you're going to find out when you walk out that door. What are you going to find?
I hear you. I hear
magic
you.
Magic and miracles,
yeah,
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see who we have next in line here.
Ooh.
Hello, caller.
Hi, Joanne.
Oh, no. Is this Kristen?
Oh, no. Oh, thanks.
Hi, honey. How are you?
How are you?
Great. New
That's
Jersey,
the first
right,
reaction
Kristen?
I've gotten out of you. Oh, no. Well, what is that supposed to mean?
That was a happy, oh, no.
Yeah, okay.
What's going on, honey?
I wanted to see what you saw for the whole job situation.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name and when's your birthday?
Oh, Kristen. Kristen from New Jersey.
Kristen, okay.
New York.
Nope.
New
okay.
York.
Chris.
Oh, New York.
Is it Chris or Kristen?
Kristen.
Kristen from New York. When's your birthday, Kristen?
6/8/81.
Okay.
Used to be from Massachusetts, but Yes.
That's right.
18 degrees of Gemini in your chart. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been tough for you in some ways lately, or last few years? Last year or so.
Last few years, yeah. Last few years, it's been up and down. I never really can get, yeah.
Yeah, that's because Saturn is in Sagittarius, and it's opposing your sun sign. But it's going to go out of there, as I mentioned to an earlier caller. It's not going to be until the end of the year, but see, that Saturn goes out of Sagittarius, which opposes your sun sign in Gemini, and goes into Capricorn. But you're already, see, you're at 18 degrees of Gemini, so Saturn is already past that. Wow, wait till August, and Jupiter is going to be trining your sun sign. Was your question, was it about a job situation?
Yes.
Okay, well, by the middle of August this year, really put yourself out there because Jupiter is trining your sun sign. There's other good aspects happening with other planets as well. For instance, you got Venus going over your sun sign around July 22nd. This summer, really make an effort to put it out there, Kristen, and things will start to brighten up. I'm not saying you're going to get a job right away, but you're creating circumstances. If you put yourself out there in July and August and the summertime, you're creating opportunities that will open doors for you. Okay, you got some good planetary aspects coming up. So just stay patient. I know Gemini's kind of like Aries. They want it right now. I got to have it now, please. They tend to be a very fast-moving, fast-thinking, somewhat nervous sign. So one of the lessons for Geminis as well is to slow down, be a little bit more patient, be more focused. What is it that you want to do?
I had to move back home. I had to leave New Hampshire, and I moved back home to New York, and I've had a really hard time finding anything in New York. So,
what are you looking for?
Customer service, call center, that kind of thing. I'm not working right now, and I just wanted to just see what you guys saw.
Well, that's why I say that this is going to start to open up for you in the summertime, July and August, because you got good Jupiter aspects, you got good Venus aspects coming up. Neptune, here's the thing, Neptune's in Pisces, and it's been squaring your sun sign. So I get a feeling that you're a little bit foggy, that you're not really quite sure exactly what it is you want to do. You think it's customer service, but I'm getting the feeling that you're entertaining other thoughts and ideas. Is that true?
I'm pretty much up for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as work is concerned, but I do 9 times out of 10 gravitate towards call center and customer services because that's what I've done.
And here's the thing. When Neptune squares a person's sun sign, the person says to themselves, you know what, I'm not even sure who I am anymore. I thought I was this, but maybe I'm that, you know. And especially with Geminis, because Geminis tend to go with the breezes. They get easily distracted. Which is not necessarily a bad thing, especially
I'm definitely a go with the flow person.
Yeah, and that's a good thing because sometimes people get stuck and they stay in jobs forever and they're miserable. I don't think that's the kind of person you are. If you're not happy with something, you'll move into something else. So really entertain, write down all the different things you'd like to do and then cross them out one at a time and figure out what is the one thing I want to do the most. And then when you've crossed them all out, and you got to do this honestly, got to be sincere about it, and when you come up with that one thing that you want to do the most, that's what you got to focus on and really put the energy out there this summer, July and August. And that doesn't mean you don't do it now. You do it now as well. But by July and August, things will start to change and open up for you a little bit better. And you'll feel more confident, and maybe something, you maybe get some more interviews, and, you know, things, one thing will lead to the other.
Are you saying I'm not going to get anything until the summer?
No. You could get something now even. But just stay, you have to stay, see, with Gemini, the lesson is to stay focused on the thing that they want to do the most, okay? They get distracted by other things a lot, okay? They could be.
Oh, yeah, my ADHD is insane. Like, my ADHD is, like,
yeah,
incredibly insane.
Yeah, let me give you an example. Say Gemini is invited to a party, and they leave for the party that night, and it's about, maybe an hour's drive to the party. And they could be looking around, and they see something else going on, and they go, oh, look at that store over there. It's got, in the window, it's got something I want. And they stop off at the store, and they get buy something, and they get.
That's me. Totally. I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to tell you a quick story real quick.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, I was in my sister's car, and this is so funny, this is so me. We were it was during Christmas time, and me and my sister were in the car. We were having a conversation, and I saw Christmas lights. I'm like, oh, and I was in the middle of telling her something, and I'm like, oh, look at the Christmas lights. And then I tried to go back to it, and then the next, like 2 minutes later, I'm like, oh, look at the Christmas lights. She said to me, she says, Dory, pay attention.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is, they lose focus on what they set out to do. They lose sight of their goals. And they get distracted by all these other things, and all of a sudden they forgot what it is that they were supposed to do. Okay?
Yeah.
So be focused on this. Always play the game honestly. Geminis have to do that. What is it that you want the most? Stay with that. Stay on course toward that thing. And if they can do that, they will get it because they're another sign like Aries. They're not going to sit around and wait. They're going to go after things. If you play the game, something can open up for you even now. But I think the energies are even better for you in the summer. But stay focused on the thing that you love the most, okay?
Hey, Dave, I got to tell you, this time, do you believe it or not, this time has gone by so quickly. I just want to say, would you please give our listeners your information again? Because we really want to make sure that they can reach you if they want to get a full, in-depth astrology chart done.
And this is especially helpful for those people who are out of state. I do readings over the phone, and the best way for them to contact me right away is through my email address, which is astrogunning, A-S-T-R-O-G-U-N-N-I-N-G, astrogunning@sbcglobal.net.
Okay. All right, beautiful. And you guys, I want to tell you it's been an amazing hour and a half. We normally do an hour show. Dave, thank you so much for joining us again. And we normally would have you every last Wednesday of the month, but I've told the listeners I've been taking some classes lately. So sometimes you'll come on at different times rather than just the last Wednesday of the month.
Right.
So I just want to say thank you so much, and we will make sure we let people know when you're going to be coming up again, okay?
That's fine. I'll be available.
Okay, sounds great. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Please make sure you call us back. This is Jory and the Coffee Psychic, your psychic connection at Blog Talk Radio. All right, good night, everybody.